How Rich is Rich?
AM in the Arabian desert. The world's fifth richest man sits alone. A rare moment of tranquility. Who is this man? What is he thinking? Why is he here? He is His Royal Highness Prince Al-Walid bin Talal bin Abdulaziz Al-Saud, nephew of King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, grandson of the country's founder, and grandson also of the founder of modern-day Lebanon. Just 44 years old, his net worth tops $20 billion. Mostly, he lives here in a 460,000-square-foot palace he calls home. Quaint, it isn't. Its 317 rooms include 18 sitting rooms, 15 dining rooms, 10 bedrooms, 16 pantries, and 12 elevators. The garage is big, too. It has to be to accommodate the prince's hundreds of cars.
And this is the prince's kitchen, a 30,000-square-foot facility with enough staff and equipment to feed more than 1,000 people on any given day. And that's on top of 20 smaller kitchens scattered throughout the palace.
The prince's bedroom is large, but his closet is larger. Among other things, it holds his 3,000 pairs of shoes and hundreds of pairs of sunglasses.
Do you think you live lavishly?
No, I don't think. I live happily. Now, maybe to some people it's lavish. I will acknowledge that. But to me, I live happily.
This is the other Prince Al-Walid, a tough-minded negotiator and international investing sensation, whose personal investment vehicle, Kingdom Holding Company, owns stakes in a litany of the world's best-known brands. Alongside Rupert Murdoch and Ted Turner, he's one of the world's biggest media tycoons, with shares in AOL, News Corp, and Disney. Alongside the Marriotts and the Hiltons, a leading hotelier, with big chunks of the Four Seasons, Mövenpick, and Fairmont chain, as well as New York's Plaza Hotel and Paris's Georges Sank. A giant in banking, too, whose stake in Citigroup alone totals a cool $10 billion. But for all his wealth, does this Saudi royal still seek something money can't buy?
I believe that we have a mission, you know, to tell the Western world, headed by America for sure, is that the Arabs are good businessmen, good honorable people, and when they communicate and when they do deals and business with the biggest companies in America, they're welcome, and they do it very honorably. And if I can contribute in having the image being better and enhanced towards being more positive in America, I'd be more than happy to do it.